弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters, and friends.
在我们分享神的话语之前，我们一起来祷告。
Before our sermon, let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来感谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you to give thanks to you.
感谢主，你没有丢弃你的儿女。
We thank our Lord that He didn't forsake His people.
感谢主，你给你的儿女预备那美好的救恩。
We also thank you for giving us this wonderful salvation.
主，感谢你在两千多年前自愿为我们上十字架。
The Lord, we thank you for willingly to go to the cross for your children.
主，你做这一切都是为了我们的好处。
All you have done is for our benefit.
就求主你透过今天我们一起分享你的话语。
Lord, through today that we are sharing your words,
让我们再次来思想主你为我们所做的一切。
So that once again we will ponder on what you have done for us.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我们祷告祈求，奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 根据美国人口普查局的统计数字
according to the census of American the statistic of American people,
那么全球呢每秒钟要死亡1.8人
and for every second there will be 1,800 people,
1.8人一个、
oh, sorry.
每秒钟是
Every second, there were 1.8 people were died.
那么照此计算，也就是每分钟就要死亡106人。
And every minute, there will be 106 people.
那么也就是每小时要死亡6360人。
And every hour, there will be 6,360 people will die.
那么也就是说，我们每听到时钟滴答一声，那么就有两个人要死去。
And every time when we hear the clock ticking, that means that two people will die.
那么也就是从现在开始到我们今天的崇拜结束，那么就将会有6000多人要离开这个世界。
From the time that we start our worship until the end of the worship, there will be over 6,000 people die.
那么大多数人去世之后都会举行葬礼。
And the many people that after their death, there will be a funeral for them.
而且有一些有名望的人呢，他们的葬礼更是极为的隆重。
And for those that infamous people, that they will have a very formal and splendid funeral.
那么我们仅举两个例子来看。
And I'll give two examples.
那么1976年9月9日，那么中国大陆的领导人毛泽东去世。
On the day that September 9th, 1976, the Chinese President Chairman Mao died.
那么9月18日举行国葬。
On the day that September 18th, that there's a funeral all over the country.
那么仅仅北京仅仅北京呢就有100多万人参加葬礼。
Only Beijing, there were over 1 million people attended the funeral.
那么再举一个例子，就是2005年4月2号。
Another example is April 2nd, 2005.
那么天主教的教皇保罗二世去世。
And the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church, the Pope II, Roman Catholic Church, died.
那么4月8号的葬礼上。
And on the April 8th, on his funeral.
那么世界各国的国家元首，很多国家元首参加。
So many famous national leaders all over the country attend his funeral.
那么有400多人在罗马参加他的葬礼。
And over 400 of those leaders that attend his funeral.
400,000人。
Over 4 million.People attend his funeral in Rome.
那么不管是毛泽东还是教皇保罗二世
，No matter if it's Chairman Mao or Pope the the Catholic Church Pope.
那么他们的葬礼如此的隆重。
And their funeral is very formal.
然而他们的死亡对后人到底有什么意义？
And what is their death for the people after their death?
下面我们一起来思想一下我们今天所要思想的主耶稣基督。
Let us now consider our Lord Jesus.
那么通过上个星期，那么 Scott 牧师在这里给我们证道。
Last Sunday, Pastor Scott gave us a sermon here.
我们知道，当耶稣基督他骑驴进入耶路撒冷时
，When Jesus Christ who rode a donkey that came to Jerusalem，
那么全城的人把他当作王一样来迎接他进城。
The people of the whole town that came and gathered and welcomed him as a king.
但是当他被钉十字架的时候
，But when he was nailed on the cross，
他的门徒和家人都在四散奔逃。
His disciples and family members they all scattered and ran away.
那么有的是在远处无助的观望
，And some of them they were there.At the cross, but they would look from a distance.
虽然很多人为他的死亡伤心悲伤
，Even though many people that was very upset and sad because of his death.
其实没有人敢为他举行葬礼
，But nobody dared to give him a funeral.
然而，就是这样一个在世人眼中如此卑微的人
，Just this such a person very humble person that was very lowly among the world.
因他的死亡给全世界千千万万的人带来了生命的盼望。
Because of his death brings the hope for the people, thousands of peoples of the world.
那么每个神的儿女我们都知道。
And every God's children we all know.
如果没有耶稣基督的死，
If it's not the death of Lord Jesus Christ,
我们就仍然活在罪恶和过犯之中。
We would still live in our sin and the death.
因他的死，我们不但现在在世上活得有意义。
Because of his death, not only now we live in this world has meaning.
我们也有那永生的盼望。
We also have the eternal hope.
今天我们在这里聚集。
Today we gather here.
就是在为了纪念我主耶稣基督为我们在十字架上所受的苦难。
In remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ who suffered on the cross for us.
通过今天的信息
，Through today's message，
我们会知道
，We will know，
耶稣基督的死使信他的人明白神的大爱。
Because of Jesus' death, that the believers who can understand God's love，
并且恢复了他们与神美好的关系。
And also, restored their relationship, with God.
我想通过三个方面跟大家来分享。
I want to share this in three perspectives.
那么第一点就是我们刚才读的经文中的，罗马书第五章第一节到。第六节到第八节，那么就是耶稣基督的死彰显神的大爱。
First, we'll take a look of how Jesus Christ's death manifests God's great love. It's from verse 6 to 8.
那么第二点想跟大家分享就是第九节，耶稣基督的死免去神的震怒。
Second is Jesus' death that relieves us from God's wrath.
那么最
from verse 9.
那么最后两节。那么就知道耶稣基督的死使我们与神和好。
And the last two verse that tells us that Jesus Christ's death reconciled us with God.
好，让我们先来看第一点，耶稣基督的死彰显神的大爱。
First, let us look at how Jesus' death that manifests God's great love.
我们来先看第五章的第六节。
Verse 6.
因为我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly.
那么这句话开始有一个连词叫因为。
And at the beginning of the verse, that there's a therefore.
也就是说，它与前面第五七到五节里面，它肯定有一个紧密的联系。
And there's a connection between this verse and the previous one.
而从前面的第五节，我们可以知道说这句话的原因。
And from the verse 5, that we will know why the verse 6 is that way.
那么是神透过圣灵将他的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
It is God through the Holy Spirit poured out His love into our heart.
使我们能够重生得救。
So that we will be born again and saved.
我们从此才能知道我们曾经是何等的败坏。
And therefore that we will understand how depraved we were.
我们曾经是活在罪恶和过犯中的罪人。
We were living in the in our transgressions.
那么我们能够认识神。
The reason that we can know God.
并接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主，成为我们生命的主。
And receive Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord.
是神完全的恩典。
It's totally God's grace.
是神的救赎计划在个体身上的体现。
It is God's salvation plan demonstrated in our life.
是神无条件的爱的彰显。
And it is the God's love freely poured and manifested to His children.
那也就是说，在重生得救这一点上。
And for the born again.And be saved from this perspective.
我们作为罪人没有丝毫的作为。
We as sinners, we cannot merit any thing.
而这种爱更具体的体现在耶稣基督在我们还软弱的时候，还是罪人的时候。
And this totally demonstrates that Jesus Christ, while we were still sinners.
那么他就按照锁定的日子为我们死在了十字架上。
And at the time that was ordained that he died for us on the cross.
那么这里的软弱还有这里面的罪人以及后面第十节中我们还会看到的仇敌，他都是在描述基督耶稣为我们死的时候我们生命的状态。
Here the powerless, the sinner, and the, also later on Jesus died for us. This all described that our condition before Jesus Christ saved us and demonstrate that God's love for us.
那么软弱呢是表示我们信神之前肉体的和道德方面的缺陷。
The powerless here indicates that before we believe Jesus that our moral incapability and our weakness in our physical body.
作为堕落的世人中的一员，我们毫无能力来做讨神喜悦的事。
As a fallen creature, we cannot do anything pleasing God.
那么就像罗马书第八章第三节所讲。
Just as it described in the book of Rome 8, verse 3.
他说，律法既因肉体软弱，有所不能行的。神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering, and so He condemned the sin in sinful man.
所以这节经文其实在告诉我们，因为我们的肉体是软弱的。
This verse tells us our flesh is weak.
我们没法担得起承受所有的罪的惩罚，所有的罪。
We cannot bear our sin and the punishment of our sin.
所以神就把我们的罪加在了主耶稣的身上。
So God imputed our sin on the body of Christ.
那么帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十四节是这样讲的。
In the book of First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 7 says this.
他说我们又劝弟兄们要警戒不守规矩的人，勉励灰心的人，扶助软弱的人，也要向人众人忍耐。
Chapter 5 verse 14. And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone.
所以这里的软弱是指道德上的软弱。
Here the weakness indicates the our moral weakness.
那所以我们前面谈到这些罪人和仇敌，他都表明我们信神之前与神的对立关系。
The aforementioned the sinners, the sin, and enmity with God, these are all our condition before we believe Christ.
那么这里锁定的日期乃是指耶稣基督的到来，乃是在应验他的救赎计划中所有的应许。
Here the time indicates that it's the time that God ordained that Jesus Christ come to fulfill the promise.
那么就像加拉太书四章四到五节告诉我们。
Just like it is described in the book of Galatians.
他说，及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons.
所以呢，耶稣基督呢，他就是在我们还软弱的时候，与他对立，与他为敌的状态下，为我们这些罪人死在了十字架上。
So Jesus Christ, while we were still sinners and we were enemies to him, that he died for us on the cross.
我们可以想象一下，有什么爱能够与他对我们的爱相提并论呢？
We can think about what kind of love can compare with the love that Jesus Christ gave to us.
下面我们看一下第七节到第八节。
Now, let us look at verse 7-8.
那么他这里他说，为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man.Though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
那么这里呢，他把人间所存在的这些牺牲的爱，那么与神的爱做了一个对比。
Here it compares the love in this world with the love that God gave to us.
那么他表明神的爱是独一无二的，是世人绝对做不到的。
It tells us that God's love is unique. It's the only love, that the world that cannot do it.
那么这里的人人，它的本意呢，其实是好人或者是善人的意思。
And here the good man it means the, it's a good kind man.
那么义人和人人，其实它的意义是很相近的。
And the righteous man, good man, they're very similar in meaning.
而义人呢，更侧重于那些接受道德规范的人。
The righteous person here it indicates that those that who accept and follows the moral standard.
那他被接受道德规范的人呢，不一定都讨人的喜欢。
And people that who follows strictly to the moral standards does not mean
They were likened by
The good man here indicates those that who willingly help others and do not consider calculate their own gain.
那么有人呢可能会为一人死，也可能有人会为人人死。
And some might die for a righteous man or for a good man.
但是呢，没有一个人会为罪人死。
But no one will want to die for a sinner.
没有一个人会为自己的敌人死。
No man wants to die for their enemy.
也没有一个人愿意会为自己所厌恶的人死。
No one wants to die for a man that they do not like.
然而基督呢，就是在我们与他为敌的时候，为我们这些污秽的人死在十字架上。
But Christ, who died on the cross for us such a sinner.
那么这样就显明了他给我们的爱是何等的伟大。
This tells us how great the love that he has given to us.
那么他这样做是出于他的自愿和他自己的全能。
And also he did this all from his will and from his own mighty power.
其实我们这些罪人呢，没有丝毫之处，可爱之处，配受神这样的爱。
We as sinners that we do not have anything that can earn us God's love.
然而基督呢，他作为人，既没有罪，他也从来没有犯过罪。
Jesus as a man, he is sinless and he never committed anything.
那么他是为我们的罪情愿受死。
And it's because for our sin that he's willingly died on the cross.
那么就像哥林多后书五章二十一节，他是这样说：他说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Second Corinthians chapter 5:21 says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
也就是他是为我们这些罪人一次献上作为永远的赎罪祭。
And as for our such sinners that he died on the cross once for all as a atoning sacrifice.
那么他服从父神的旨意代替我们而死。
And he fully obeyed the will of the Father and substituted our death.
那么他既满足了神的公义，也成就了神的救赎计划。
His death satisfies God's justice and also accomplished the God's plan.
那么这是神的大爱在主耶稣身上的彰显。
This is God's love that manifested through Jesus Christ.
我们下面再看第二点，那么耶稣基督他的死免去了神在我们身上的震怒。
Next, we'll discuss Jesus Christ's death relieved us from God's wrath.
那么这是在第九节。
From verse 9.
那么其实呢，前面的六到八节，它是描述我们在蒙恩得救之前，我们是一个什么样的状态。
From verse 6 to 8 describe our condition before we believed Jesus Christ.
那我们是软弱的，而且是不顺服神的罪人。
We were weak, powerless, and we did not obey God's will.
但是因着基督的死以及我们的信。
But because of Christ's death and our belief.
我们与神的关系发生了根本的变化。
And our relationship was totally changed.Our relationship with God is dramatically changed.
所以呢，下面九到十一节呢，就是在描述我们蒙恩得救之后，它的一个是一个什么状态。
Verse 9 to 11, give us the description, of our condition that after we are saved.
那么我们与神的关系是从破裂到恢复正常。
Our relationship with God.Changed from broken to total reconciliation.
从敌对到和好。
From amity to reconciliation.
我们现在看第九节。
Verse 9.
他说：“现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him?”
那么其实呢，主耶稣基督呢，他在十字架上的死，他是完成了一个双向的交换。
And the death of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, that is a double imputation.
那么他把我们的罪加在了他自己的身上。
He imputed our sin unto himself.
而把他自己的公义加在了我们的身上。
And he gave us his own righteousness on us.
使信他的人能在神的面前称义。
So that we believers can be justified before him.
而他的义就是他代替我们满足了神的律法。
His righteousness is he substituted us to satisfy God's justice.
为什么我们这样讲？
Why we say that?
因为生命记六章二十五节这样告诉我们。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 tells us.
那么申命记六章二十五节他说，我们若照耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命谨守遵行，这就是我们的义了。
If we are careful to obey all this law before the Lord our God as he has commanded us, that will be our righteousness.
所以呢，任何人不可能按照神的诫命、神的遵行、神一切的律法。
No man can fully obey God's law according to God's will.
只有耶稣基督他能做到。
Only Jesus Christ can do that.
所以只有他能为我们死，也能够把他的义加在我们的身上。
Only he can die for us and imputed his righteousness on us.
所以呢，这里的血呢，就是指主耶稣的死。
Here the blood indicates Jesus' death.
那它本质上呢，就像我们中，它本质上呢，就像旧约中的赎罪祭。
And it can be considered as the atonement sacrifice in the Old Testament.
但是用在耶稣基督的身上，我们有时候我们在新约里面就会看到，它也叫挽回祭。
And for the Lord Jesus Christ, we can also call it redemption.
一会儿你再，我们再看，我们看到约翰一书四章十节里面有可以看到这段介绍。
First John gave us some description.
那么他说，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，才他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
First John, chapter 4, verse 10. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sin.
那么这里的挽回祭的功用就是使神的愤怒消退。
This atoning sacrifice is the one that relieved God's wrath from us.
因为我们是跟神敌对的，按道理来说，神的震怒就常常在我们的身上。
Because we are enemies to our God, that's why God's wrath is always upon us.
那么就像是以弗所书第二章第三节后半部分，他说：“我们本为可怒之子，和别人一样。”
Ephesians chapter 2.
Verse 3, 下半部分。
Verse 3.
他说我们本为可怒之子，和别人一样。后边。
All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts, like the rest. We were by nature objects of wrath.
那么这里的神的愤怒是指神在末日的审判。
Here, the wrath of God is the judgment at the end.
那么我们本该呢，因罪在末日受到神的审判。
Because of our sin, that at the end of the world, that we will be punished by God.
但是呢，因神的大爱，他差遣他的儿子来到世上。
But because of God's great love, He sent His Son, come to this world.
为我们这些罪人死。
And died for our sinners.
让我们因信耶稣，可以在神的眼中被称为义。
Because of our belief, that we can be considered, credited.Righteous before God.
那么既然神称我们为义，
Though God call us righteous,
那么在末日的审判中，他就不再纪念我们的罪恶。
And at the end of the judgment, he will not remember our sin.
那么也就不再把我们当罪人来审判。
And he will not judge us as sinners.
而是看我们为义人，为他的后嗣。
And he will look at us as we are a righteous person.
要和耶稣基督一同进入那荣耀之中。
And we will enter into God's glory with our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么这块的免去神的愤怒，那么就是不会被神定罪。
And here that relief from God's wrath, that means that we will not be judged by God.
也就不会被当罪人来审判。
We will not be punished as sinners.
那么所有这些都是因为我们信耶稣是神的儿子。
All this because we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
信他为我们死。
And we believe that He died for us.
那么就像约翰福音三章十八节到十九节告诉我们。
Just like it says in John chapter 3 verse 18.
那么他说因为神差他的儿子降世不是要定世人的罪那是要叫世人因他得救信他的人不被定罪不信的人罪已经定了因为他不信神独生子的名
Whoever believes in him is not condemned but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believedIn the name of God's one and only Son.
所以呢，耶稣基督的死，他不但免了神对我们的愤怒。
So the death of our Lord Jesus Christ not only relieved us from God's wrath.
其实他也让我们因他的血得成为义。
And also through His blood that we are justified.
同时也让我们能够与神和好。
And we also can be reconciled with God.
这是我们要分享的第三点，耶稣基督的死使我们与神和好。
That's the third point that Jesus Christ's death reconciled us with God.
是最后两节，我们先看第十节。
Verse 10.
那么第十节说，因为我们做罪仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的身得救了。
For if we, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life?
那么这句经文再次提醒我们。
This verse again reminded us.
我们与神过去的是彼此对立、敌对的关系。
We are enemies to God and we are in the opposite relationship.
因着耶稣基督的死
Because of the death of Jesus Christ.
现在是和好的关系。
And now we have a reconciled relationship with God.
那么虽然称义与和好都表示一种关系的改变。
And justification and reconciliation.All indicates the change in the relationship.
那称义呢？它更强调我们恢复了过去与神破裂的关系。
Justification more focused on the past that we have broken relationship with God.
那么就像两个国家，那么断了交之后，那么现在就恢复了正常关系。
Just like two countries that they once.Has a broken relationship. Now it's all restored to good.
而和好了，它更强调过去是敌对的关系，现在成为了好朋友的关系。
And the reconciliation more focused on before we were enemies to God, but now the relationship become a good right relationship.
那么这里呢，我们必须要注意。
And here we need a notice.
我们与神的关系的改变和与恢复。
Our relationship with God is changed and recovered.
那么不是我们首先主动促成的。
Not because that we did something voluntarily and made it better.
而是神主动促成的。
But it is God Himself who did this.
是我们还做罪人的时候，神就差遣他的独生爱子耶稣基督来到世上。
While we were still sinners to God, that enemies to God, that Jesus Christ was sent to us.
也就是透过他的儿子的死，才得以成就。
Through His Son Jesus Christ, that this relationship can be accomplished.
我们之所以能因信称义，并与神和好。
The reason that we can be justified and reconciled with God,
都是通过耶稣基督在十字架上的救赎工作而成就的。
All is because of the saving sacrifice that Jesus was on the cross.
那么第十节后半句他说，既已和好，就更要因他的身得救了。
And verse 10 says that we were reconciled to him, that how much more we can be saved through this life.
那么这里告诉我们，我们与神美好，我们与神关系的和好，确保了我们的得救。
And here tells us that restored the relationship that make us be sure that we are saved.
那么得救在这里呢，有两层的含义。
And here the saving has two meanings.
那么一个是灵魂的得救。
And one is the spirit saving.
那么是指我们过去与神关系的与神破裂的关系，因耶稣基督的死和我们的信而得到恢复。
And in the before or that we were sinners, that our relationship with God is broken because of Jesus' death. Now that is restored.
也就是说，因着我们相信耶稣基督是我们的主，是我们生命的，是我们的救主。
Because we believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
我们就成为了他的门徒，或者我们就成为一名信徒。
We become a believer, a disciple.
那么作为信徒，那么死后呢，灵魂立即进入荣耀，与耶稣基督同在。
As a believer, after our death, that we will be with our Lord.
那么灵魂与基督在天上同在，而身体归入地土。
Our spirit will be in heaven with our Lord Jesus Christ, and our body will return to the dust.
那么就像传道书12:7告诉我们。他说：“尘土仍归于地，灵仍属于赐灵的神。”
And like it says in the Ecclesiastes chapter 12:7 says, "The dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it."
那么这里得救的第二层含义，乃是指身体的得救。
And the second meaning of the saving here is the Our flesh is totally saved.
那么，当耶稣基督第二次再来实行末日的审判时
，When Jesus Christ the second coming to give the final judgment,
他要赐给每一个他的信徒一个荣耀的、不朽坏的身体。
He will give each of his believers a body that will never perish.
那么，就像腓立比书3:20-21告诉我们。
Just like it described in the book of Philippians.
So we are not just the citizens of heaven, but also waiting for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come from heaven. He will, according to that which all creation has been restored to its own power, make our poor body change the shape and its own glorious body.
Philippians.
Philippians. Yeah, Philippians. 3:20-21.菲律宾书。
菲律宾三 ，chapter three。
对，20-21。
But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control.Will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body.
所以呢，耶稣基督为我们成就的救恩，乃是全人的得救。
So the salvation that Jesus Christ has accomplished for us is our total saving and transformation.
所以不只是灵魂，也包括身体的得救。
Not just our spirit and soul, but also our body.
我们再看11:他说不但如此我们既借着我们主耶稣基督得与神和好也就借着他以神为乐
Not only is this so but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ through whom we have now received the reconciliation
那么这里告诉我们我们与神关系的和好也使我们以神为乐
And here tells us that not only our relationship restored with our God, but also we rejoice in Him.
那么这是我们生命中，不管是在逆境中还是在顺境中所经历的与神同在的这种喜乐。
This is in our life, no matter if it's in the difficult times or in the peaceful times that. We all have our God's presence in our life.
那么这种喜乐是非信徒不可能有经历的。
And this joy, only the Christians can experience.
因为当我们蒙恩得救的时候，神就把他的灵赐圣灵赐给我们，让我们有属灵的生命。
Because when we were saved, that God gave us His Holy Spirit to be with us, so that we know that His presence.
就这样才促使我们能够在神的里面常常有喜乐，喜乐常常有平安。
This gave us the peace and the joy, so that we often can experience in our life.
弟兄姐妹朋友们。
Brothers, sisters, and friends.
我们今天在这里聚集，是来思想主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们受死。
Today we gather here, where in remember of our Lord Jesus Christ, His death for us.
那么他的死呢，彰显了神的大爱。
And His death manifests God's great love.
那么他的死免去了神在我们身上的震怒。
And His death also blotted out the wrath from God.
那么他因他的死也让我们与神和好。
And also because of His death that we reconciled with God.
让我们继续通过以赛亚书53:4-8一起来追溯主为我们所做的一切。
Let us use the verses from Isaiah chapter 53 to continue to seek our Lord.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。那是他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们做人的罪孽都归在他的身上。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被欺到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛人的手下无神，他也是这样不开口。因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？
Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray, each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and who can speak of his descendants, for he was cut off from the land of the living, for the transgressions of my people he was stricken. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth.
这就是我们所信的耶稣。
This is the Jesus Christ that we believe.
这就是我们的救主。
This is our Savior.
他没有留下一样好处给他自己。
He didn't leave anything good for himself.
他把所有的恩典都加在了那些信他的人身上。
He poured out all his grace onto the bodies of those who believe.
那么今天在这里，如果您已经是一位信徒，
And today, if you are already a believer,
就让我们真的是思想耶稣基督为你我做了什么。
Let us ponder on what Jesus Christ has done.
更激发我们爱主的心，爱人的心。
So that it can stir up our love for God and love for people.
如果您还没有认识耶稣基督，
If you are not a believer yet,
您可以思想世上没有任何一个人像基督耶稣一样。
You can ponder on this. Nobody on this world will like Jesus Christ.
为我们这些罪人死，为我们这些过去与他为敌的人死。
who died for sinners like us and who died for his enemies.
如果您心中有感动，请不要真的是来抑制神在您心中的感动。
If you have any movement in your hearts that do not oppress the work of our God.
不要抵挡神对你的爱。
Do not resist God's love for you.
求您就是透过神的话语，能够来到神的面前，来接受他，成为你自己你的救主，成为你个人的，成为你的神。
Through His words that you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Lord.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，透过你的话语，来让我们能够更认识主，你是我给我们所做的一切。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you through your words that we can understand more clearly what you have done for us.
主，你是在我们还是罪人的时候，我们软弱的时候，救我们死在十字架上。
Lord, that while we were still sinners and powerless, that you died for us on the cross.
主，你对我们的爱是无条件的。
Lord, your love for us is unconditional.
主，就让我们也真的是爱你。
Lord, help us love you.
让我们能够更爱我们，也爱我们周围的人。
So that we will love you more and also love the people around us.
主，你说爱你的人就是愿意遵行主你命令的。
Lord, you told us that the one that who loves you, obeys your word.
主，就求主你给我们更大的信心，让我们能够靠着你的恩典来与你同行。
Lord, give us a great faith that through your grace, that we will walk, our faith.
也能把你的这样的爱传递给更多的还没有认识你的。
So that we will pass your love to others that who still not believed yet.
让更多的人得着你白白的恩典。
So more people will have your love and the free grace.
我们感谢你。
And we thank you.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督之名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 是这样的。